Scripture reading is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Amen.
요한복음 4장 48절에는 예수께서
John 4:48 says, Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe.
그런데 우리는 큰 은혜와 축복 속에 그거 놀라운 표적과
기적을 Grace and blessings we saw, we have seen so many signs and wonders so that we could have true faith. God the Father is showing us so many signs and wonders to increase our faith. In this 31 years of history of man, may we have experienced so many things. Well, let us check where our faith is at this moment. Not just signs and wonders, but to understand and realize ourselves, even the deep things of our heart, God gave us so much grace. Just with the one message also, we could realize so many things because it's the powerful message, powerful word of God. And also we were strengthened and we thought we were enabled. We could do it. We could go into spirit. We could change. So many times. But the problem is, after some time, we forget about what we felt. We forget that kind of grace. We just remember the fact that we received grace and the fact that we hoped to change. So let us check ourselves now. Even in this year, we had this 3 months of suspension period. And we had this wonderful day on March 31st. We cannot forget the grace and love. And we had this separation of spirit in May. And we, as if we had seen heaven and hell, we heard a testimony about heaven and hell. And also in the leadership conference, we listened to message. The whole spirit, and also we also had the summer retreat. We saw so many things that we couldn't have seen or heard before. There is so much grace and blessing. There is so much grace in the messages. And how much do we keep them in our heart as life? And how much, to what extent are we cultivating them as life in us? Grace we have received already, we could have gone into spirit already. If we think about the grace we received since the year 2000, we can change anytime. Yeah. I mean, we could have changed anytime. What is the reason that we are so slow to change? The problem is we forget, easily forget, and we don't really cause changes in us. Do we not have enough works of God, realization, understanding the Word of God? We have abundance and overflowing of all those things. And we also received grace. We realized a lot of things. But we didn't keep them. We didn't really make them our own. It is that we lacked our effort to keep them. So we will go over this kind of problem in this message so that we can change ourselves. We can fix this kind of problem. So in the message, you realize many things, but the problem is you are slow to change. So what is the cause of this problem? So let us realize the wrong habits. So that we can change, we can have life. Let us go over, let us remember the time when you received grace. You know, when you were receiving grace, it was real, it was true. You know, you didn't pretend to receive grace. You are true. And you were not shedding tears in the praises and in the prayers. Sometimes in your Christian life, sometimes you stop shedding tears for some time. Tears is the grace of God the Father. Sometimes you stop shedding any tears because when you don't live by the Word of God and you don't obey the Word of God, even after understanding the will of God, sometimes you cannot shed any tears. So it's not easy to make up just one drop of tear. But when we sing Man Min praises, we shed so many tears. Not just because we are full of tears, but because of the grace of God. Sometimes just when Mrs. Lee just lays your hand, for some people, even if she just passes by, they shed tears. It's the grace of God. So we made up our mind to change when we received grace. We thought we would cast away the sins. We had the understanding and realization of ourselves. It was the realization given by the Holy Spirit. It was the grace of God the Father and the understanding given by the Holy Spirit. But the problem is, you realized it, but you didn't change. So thinking of yourselves not being changed, maybe you think that the grace you received was not real. But it was not that it was not real, but you forgot that grace midway. So unless you bear the fruit after receiving such great grace, what is the use of it? So today's reading passage, it tells us about the way to give life. My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. So listen to the commandments of God and keep them in the midst of your heart. And when you keep your heart, that contains the truth. So from your heart flow the springs of life. So what is that heart? So we are not talking about fleshly heart, but the heart that contains the truth, in which truth is planted. So when you keep it, flow the springs of life. If you do not keep the grace you received in your heart, and when you do not practice the word, you cannot bear any fruit. Let me give an example. In the springtime, the farmers, they plant the rice seedlings. They sprout the rice seeds, and after they sprout, you transplant these seedlings into the rice paddies. Of course, you worked hard to sprout the rice. And so just because you have the seedlings, you will not just scatter them away in the rice paddy. You will not say, you cannot gain any harvest in autumn just by scattering these seedlings away. How do they transplant them? You know, they put them in a row with all their effort. If they put it in at a shallow part, or some young people when they do some voluntary works, they put them at the shallow part. So with the wind, or they will just be taken away, uprooted, you know, by the scorching sunshine. They will dry up. You won't be able to gain any harvest. So you have to put them in properly with all their heart. So when you do, when the farmers do them, you can see that they put them in a row with all their effort. And there is also the water, so they will let the float or be washed away. So you have to put them in deep inside, so that it will not be flooded away. It will not be washed away by water, or it will not be dried up by scorching sunshine. Transplanting it is not the end. You have to take care of them. But before you take care of them, you have to plant them properly. So our understanding of the truth is the same. If we do not plant it properly, we cannot gain harvest. We realized something. We received grace. And that is not the harvest itself. You have to plant it in your heart. And according to how you plant it in your heart, depends. It causes difference in the ability to gain differences in the amount of harvest you can gain. So we can get a lot of harvest only when we plant them deep inside our heart, so that we can be changed and become comforted as a man of spirit and whole spirit. So in this message, I'll talk about how the categories, different kinds of how you plant the grace you received in your heart. The first kind is just one-time grace, one-time grace. You know, just one time and you dispose of it, you throw it away. You receive the grace and one time and you just forget about it, so you can never cause any life in it, from it. You shed tears and you also make up your mind, I will change and I will cut off the world. And so you have, you make up your mind. But right after you leave that place, you forget about it. When you come to a place where, in a meeting or worship service, it is blessing that there is overflowing grace of God. So even though you don't try so hard, we receive a lot of grace. We can be enlightened easily. But right after we leave this place, even though not to the world all the time, just after leaving this sanctuary, you see, hear, and feel many things outside the church. So men of spirit, they will feel, see, and hear. They will accept everything only within the truth. Even though they hear worldly songs outside the street, on the streets, they just cut it off and they don't put them in their heart. But men of flesh, they will listen to them and they will put them in their heart. Or when when there is a gossip, they also listen to the gossip and they remember it. They put them in their heart. And in the church, you received grace. You were enlightened. And after you leave the church, if you see, hear, and feel fleshly things and plant fleshly things in your heart, you forget about this grace at one moment. So let me give you an example of this fleshly heart. Suppose a mother sends her son for a house errand to buy something from the nearby shop. So the mother gives some money to her son. And so this son, this child, goes to the shop, and in the street, he sees his friends playing. And they forget about what he was doing. Nowadays, they play video games, computer games on smartphones and PC, but in the past, they had some small video game machines in front of some shops. And he sees his friends who are playing these video games. And his mind is taken away by this video game and he watches them. And he even spends his money, this money for the errand. He spends it on the video game. He forgets about this errand completely. His mind is preoccupied with the video games. And he forgets about the important thing, the errand that his mother asked him to do. And in the same way, we received grace. We realized something. But when we go out to the world, we see the worldly things, and we forget the grace of God. So this way, you can never gain life. And this child, you know, his mind is taken away by his friends and the video game. So it is the lust of the eyes. When you have lust of the eyes and boastful pride of life, even after getting understanding and realization through the messages, you cannot plant them in your heart. You cannot plant them in your mind. As soon as you leave that place, the worldly things will come into you right away and replace the grace and blessings you received. So the grace is no more there. When our hearts are filled with worldly pleasure, we will soon forget the grace and blessings we received, and we go back to the old self very quickly. So if you really want to be changed, if you're wondering why your change is so slow, or sometimes they mistakenly think that when they received grace, they thought they tried to change. They didn't try at all. You know, receiving grace doesn't mean they tried. You know, grace is given for free. It's given for free. When you are blessed by the word, when you depart from the church, when you leave the church, you have to check whether the grace is going away very quickly. So let me give you some more specific examples. Suppose you understand the importance of prayer through the message that you can never change. It is the breath of spirit. But you were not praying. So now you are blessed. You receive grace. In your heart, you think, oh, I will have to pray. I can't go on. I can no longer be the same. From today, I will pray. So suppose you listen to that message in the evening service. So you are touched by the message in the evening service, and you decided to attend the Daniel Burr meeting that night. While in the church, you decided to come to the Daniel Burr meeting that night. But after you go back home, you have dinner. But you follow the old habit. You turn on the TV. You want
to find out what is going on in the world.
Now, even though you wonder what is going on in the world, you have to focus on the truth at least on Sundays. You know, just by skipping the news, TV news or something for one day, the world is not going to break down. Your focus should be about how you can change yourself into the truth. But your heart is full of fleshly things. You received grace. You are blessed by the message. But when you go back home, you watch TV, you do, look for some news or something on the internet. You just do whatever you have been doing before. But now the time comes for the Daniel prayer meeting. Now you have some pangs of conscience. You were blessed in the evening service, and just a couple of hours passed. And now you have some. Because you still have the grace, you still have the pangs of conscience. You hesitate. Should I go or not? And you just give up. Oh, I received enough grace for today. I already received enough grace for today, so I will just start attending from tomorrow. And you go back to work in your school or in your workplace. And you wanted to pray through the message that you heard in the evening service. But on Monday, if you remember that message, but it'll be easier for you to go to Daniel prayer meeting. But you already forgot that grace within a couple of hours after receiving the grace. When the Holy Spirit was knocking on the door of your heart, you still forgot about it. And on Monday, will you be able to remember that grace?
And because your heart is so full of fleshly things and you live in the world, you cannot really make up your mind to pray. You didn't sit on the grace you received. You didn't remember the grace you received. So today, on Monday, you don't even think that you want to pray. So already it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Friday, you come to Friday online service, and there's also emphasis on the prayer life. So you want to pray, but you forget about it soon, right next day. So we have to think about it. Some people are in acting just like that, or not, though not as serious as in this case. In many areas, you forget the grace you received. So you don't plant the grace you received in your heart, and you don't practice it, so Satan can easily take it away. The Bible surely says, in Matthew 13, 20-21, and there is a parable of the heart, field, parable of the field. The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. You receive it with joy. This is blessing and grace. You received grace through the message. And those who don't do this, they are roadside. You know, the word doesn't even come into your heart. They don't even remember. They are not blessed by the word. They try to judge the word. You know, is this right? Is this correct? And they close the door of their, close their mind, close their hearts, and they don't open up. So these rocky fields, they receive the word with joy. They have blessings and understanding and grace. So they surely have the grace. You know, most Manmi members, you realize something through the message. You receive grace. The one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary, and when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. You had the grace, realization and understanding, but because you don't plant the word deep in your heart, if there is any persecution or affliction, you just fall away. So the rocks refers to the love for the world. If you love the world, all the grace you received, blessings you received will go away quickly. So let us check ourselves. That is not the problem of memory power, but it's that you have a lot of love for the world. So for you to keep the grace you received, for you to come forth in life, you have to cut off the lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh. We heard from the senior pastor that to make our dirty water clean, you have to keep on pouring the clean water. So when you receive the grace, if you don't keep it but accept the worldly things, the grace will go away. And sometimes you backslide in your faith. If you do, you have to realize the reason from such things. Let me give you yet another example. You realize your evil through the message. Even though others are giving you a hard time, the goodness that belongs to God will still love that person, even that kind of person, and you will just take up the loss, and you will only treat others with goodness, and you will sacrifice yourself. This is the goodness of God. As you listen to the message, you are blessed. You feel blessed. You feel and you realize yourself, and you disliked some people. You didn't like those people who gave you a hard time. So it is the grace you realized yourself. So now you want to sacrifice yourself. You want to take up the losses willingly. And you want to yield to others. And after the service, go to eat the noodles. So you are in the line to get the noodles. And you listen to the message in the service and you're hungrier than usual. And while you're standing in the line, there is somebody who is cutting in. And that person was kind of a person who had a little trouble with you. And behind you is somebody you know. So look at that person. Why is she doing that? And not even hours ago, just in a couple of minutes ago, you are blessed that the goodness of God is, even though others are giving you a hard time, you will treat them with goodness and you still love them. That is the goodness of God. You just realized it. And you wanted to change yourself. You were blessed just a couple of minutes ago. And you already forgot about it. Right? As soon as you leave that place, why do you pour out the grace? Why do you just waste it away? And you gossip, you know, you talk about that person with the person next to you. If you just remembered what you heard just now, if you remembered the word you heard, then you'd have understood, you'd have realized that you're still acting in a way that is far away from goodness. But you received the grace in the service, but maybe you just leave that grace in the sanctuary when you leave the sanctuary. So I was thinking in the past. If there is an occasion to receive grace, I would pray, Father God, for example, 2-week special revival meeting, and because the word of God preached by a senior pastor is so gracious, so full of life, I will receive blessing. So I pray that when I receive this grace and blessing through this occasion, let me not forget about it. In the Daniel prayer meeting, if I realized something about myself, I keep on thinking about it even after the Daniel prayer is over. And when I wake up in the morning, I remember it once again so that I can plant the grace deep in my heart. But usually people don't do that. They just receive the grace and they just forget about it. So let me give you another example. In the scorching sunshine in the summer, you are so thirsty and it's difficult to find any water nearby. And you somehow got the glass of water, just one glass, not enough. And you want to engulf it. Somebody hit you, or by your mistake, you spilled it. You spilled all of it. And if somebody hit you and bumped into you, and all the water spilled, you will get so angry at him, probably. And if you do not keep the grace, it is same as spilling all the water. And in Korea, we don't usually...
그런데 요즘에 물을 이제 소중히 여기고 있습니다. 여러분 우리는요.
Try to save the water because we have abundance of water. So they're just saying that when you spend money, you spend money like you spend water.
내 안에서 더디되어 줄 수도 있고.
But we have to keep the grace like this one glass of water. Now other people are changing, and if you are staying at the same position, it means you are spilling all the water from the glass. So let us check once again how well you keep the grace and blessing in your heart. As I already mentioned, there is overflowing like a waterfall of pouring of grace and blessing. Many good believers, they are searching for good shepherds, good churches, for good word of life. And many of you were doing that. You know, you were trying to find the good shepherd and you were trying to find the word of life. And some of you wanted to understand the book of Revelation and other difficult passages of the Bible. And when you heard the senior pastor's messages, you were full of grace. And there is always an outpouring of the grace of God. But many believers, there still are so many thirsty believers. Some believers who are thirsty, and they Sometimes they fast and pray to receive some grace. But if you just come to the annual prayer meeting, there is grace of God. Just by listening to one message of the senior pastor, there is grace. And because there is so much overflowing grace of God, some of you do not cherish this grace. And that is one of the reasons why your change is slow. Even though there is overflowing of grace, it takes the effort from your side to cultivate it, actually. To cultivate life. And the blessing after cultivating it with life will be so great. So as in today's reading passage, it will be health. And when you keep the word of God, sometimes there will be financial blessings. Sometimes the Bible says God will lift us up in front of people. And if you try a little to cultivate life in you, it will give us so much blessing. But in fact, it is more difficult to give grace to people than trying to change ourselves. And yet there is so much grace in this church, and I believe we should be really thankful for all the grace that is here. And let us also think about whether we forget easily. And so secondly, there are people who plant the grace in their soul, which is thinking. Of course, planting the grace in the soul will be a process before you plant them in your heart. But men of spirit can do that. Men of spirit can plant the grace both in the soul and the heart. But before you can do that, you have to plant the grace in your thinking, in your memory, but not as a process before you plant them in your heart. But if you just keep on storing them in your memory, there is no change. You can explain about all the blessings given by God, but you don't plant them in your heart. You don't actually plant them in your heart. You just know them. You just remember them as a piece of knowledge. You can even teach the truth. But as long as you don't practice it, it is just faith as knowledge. But if you... So you have to apply, you have to actually practice the grace you received, the message you heard. Otherwise, your change will be very slow. And you will just contain them in your thoughts. Maybe you can remember them. So you can say you want to be changed, but it's not easy to actually gain the fruit of change. You heard about, for example, most leaders, if they are asked to explain about the Castle of the Shepherd, they will be able to explain about them, and also about the senior pastor's ministry. Then you will be able to explain what kind of faith senior pastor showed and how he pleased the Father God and how he relied on the Father God alone and not compromised with any worldly people. And so through that kind of deed of faith, all the trials turned into blessings. And you know them. You know about them very well. And in your actual life, if you have a problem, if you have a difficulty, you don't have any joy. You don't have any faith. You know about the faith of the shepherd. Even in such a dire situation, such a depressing situation, he showed only faith to please the Father God, and he showed us this kind of result of showing faith. But if you just know it, you cannot really apply it in your life. If there is a little difficulty, you complain, and you cool down in your prayer, you cool down in your faithfulness. Such people, even though they know about the power of God, power of the shepherd, they just know it in their head, and it's not in their heart. So, there's no change, there's no life. So listening to the message, you know about the level of goodness. First level of goodness, you have some hard feelings against those who mistreat you, but you just suppress it. The worldly people say it is goodness, but God doesn't consider it goodness. So you know about the first level of goodness. Second level of goodness is you don't have any hard feelings against anybody. So God considers from this level, God considers it as goodness. The third level of goodness, those who are acting evil towards you, to those people, you touch their hearts with your words and deeds. And fourth level is the highest level of goodness. You know, even to evil people who are doing evil to you, you can even give your life. That is the highest level of goodness with which God is pleased the most. So you remember, you almost remember, you can say it, you can explain everything. But even though you know it and remember all those things, as long just by storing them in your memory in your brain, it doesn't give you life. You have to apply the word to yourself. And you have to think about at what level of goodness you are. When other people are acting evil towards you, when they give you a hard time, you have uncomfortable feelings, discomfort. And you are not even at the first level of goodness. You are speaking back. You are arguing back. And if you know the word, you should be reminded of the word when you are actually acting against the word. Sometimes you have hard feelings in your heart. Sometimes you can suppress them. But at other times you reveal your hard feelings. If you remember the word, you have to realize yourself through the word that you are not even at the first level of goodness. So you have to try to change yourself. You have to keep them in your heart and you change. You can remember them in your head, in your knowledge, in your memory. First level, second level, third level goodness, fourth level goodness is this, and our Lord, that is the goodness of the Lord, but it didn't give you any life. You know, the word and your emotions, your life are separate from each other. So the word of God just remains in your memory. If you realize something, many times you just remember it. Oh, yes, I realize that I have this evil in my heart. But if you really realize it and acknowledge it deep in your heart, you will cast it away. But you know that you have such evil, but you just know it in your head. For example, you know that if you exercise, you become healthier. But do you exercise? No, you don't do it. Exercising doesn't give you, the knowledge doesn't give you any health. So it's the same. This blessing and grace and realization, you should check whether they remain just as a piece of knowledge. We have so many conferences, seminars, and every time we feel we can do it, we will change. And you also listen to those messages again. To remember them. Of course, you are doing well. We cannot really understand everything just by listening to those deep messages once. If you realize something, it is only 10%. As you listen to them again and again, you can realize 50% and 100%. So, repeatedly listening to messages is very important. Also, it is important to make notes of it, notes of the messages. But even though you have thick notebooks, those things themselves do not give you life. You have to cultivate them in your heart. And this is very important. This is a great difference. You know, you might have a lot of knowledge of the word. You might have made a lot of notes of the messages, but those things themselves do not give you life. Please keep them in mind. Keep this fact in mind. You know, if you say, I love you, Lord, I love you, Pastor, Senior Pastor, without changing yourself, it is a lie. Because you love with your heart, the worldly people, their love is false love. They say, you know, if they like somebody, they say, they like the appearance of somebody, they say, I love you. If it's, they are thankful for something, you know, they say, I love you. This is, but this kind of love will change anytime. And our love must not change anytime. It has to be accompanied by actual deeds and thankfulness. And if you really love the Lord and Shepherd, you cannot help but change. Let me give you an example. There is a, you know, the father passed away early, and the mother is working so hard to raise their children, raise her children. She is working in the marketplace. You know, the son knows about the toil of his mother. And she is working from early morning till late night to pay for their tuition and to provide for their for their living. And if he's really thankful, he will be he will respect his mother, and he will try to study hard. And even though his friends are friends want to hang out with him, play around, he wouldn't do that. You know, he will study hard, and he will really study hard, and he will be really nice. But if he really knows about her toil, he will say, Mother, thank you, but he will not change himself. He will just hang out with his friends, and he doesn't do his homework, he doesn't study, he is a troublemaker in the school, and the teachers will call for the mother. And is it that he really is thankful for her toil, you know, for her efforts? If he really loves his mother, he will try to at least please his mother to some extent. And because studying hard will please his mother, he will study hard. If he really understands the grace of the Lord and the sacrifice of the shepherd, if we are really thankful for that, we will change. And if we are not really changing ourselves, we know that it is falsehood. Our heart is false. So I hope you will really bear the fruit of actual change. We have seen the sacrifice of the shepherd, and if we really love the shepherd, we will have true thankfulness, true gratefulness in our heart. And how is it that we will not be changed? We think we love the shepherd, and we also say we profess our love. Of course, at that time, you really professed with truthful heart, but at that time you had the grace. But the problem is you change later, you change your mind. That gratefulness and love was not real. Unless it is actually accompanied by the actual deeds. If you really understand the tears of the shepherd, the sacrifice of the shepherd, if you really put them in your heart, you will cut off the worldly things and you will try to change yourself. But you can just think that you are thankful. Oh, somebody, there is a person who has given you something good, and you can say, thank you, and you remember. You can remember that occasion. So you can give thanks in your head. You can give thanks in your knowledge. You can feel. You can even feel that you are thankful. But that is just a feeling in your memory. That is not true gratefulness. You have to put the thankfulness and gratefulness deep in your heart. After committing sins leading to death, unforgivable sins, and you gain the new life through the intercession of the shepherd, and that is your profession of faith, but you still love the world. You're not really committing sins, and you still pay interest to worldly things. You have still have the lingering attachment to the worldly things, and you have evil, you don't really try to cast them away. It means you just know the grace of the shepherd. You just remember it. You have to realize it. You have to acknowledge that fact. I'm sorry to say it, but you really have to acknowledge that you have that kind of falsehood. If you really are thankful, you can not help but you can help You cannot but just do it. Those who are really thankful, they will say they want to go to New Jerusalem. We heard about the beauty of New Jerusalem. We know about it. So if you really have just a little bit of faith, we would want to go to New Jerusalem. And the senior pastor, we sang the waiting, and that kind of grace was put in our heart. We really want to go to New Jerusalem. You really think that is your true heart. It is out of your heart. You really feel that you have to go to New Jerusalem. And of course, that is truthful. That is true. But it is possible that it just remains in memory. Or you have to check whether you really put them in your heart deeply. So I hope you will feel the difference. Oh, I feel thankful for the grace of the shepherd. But just feeling it is not everything. Some people, they mistakenly think, if they realize they're evil, oh, because of this evil, my spiritual growth was slow. So now, when they realize it, it is only the beginning. It is like you just put the seedlings, transplant the seedlings in the rice paddy. So you planted them. After realizing it, you know, there is no change, and sometimes they get surprised. Oh, I shed tears, I determined, and I changed myself at that time. No, realizing yourself doesn't mean you changed yourself. Those who are really good-hearted, sometimes those with really upright heart, they might do that. They might be able to do that. You know, change themselves immediately upon their realization. But most people, you know, if you have fleshly attributes in you, even after realizing yourself, it is only the beginning to change yourself. So what is, so you now, after realizing, you have to try to change yourself. But when you realize yourself, you feel like everything is done. And you feel like tomorrow morning you'll be like a man of spirit. But after attending conferences, after receiving a lot of blessings, being blessed by the messages, you feel like you will go to New Jerusalem right away. But after receiving this kind of grace and blessing, you need to have the toil to actually put them in your heart and make it yours, to cultivate it in your heart actually. You have the feeling, but that feeling may exist only in your memory, not in your heart. Sometimes you realize many times. Realize yourself many times, 10 times, 20 times, because you forget. But if you do not forget, you know, once you realize about yourself, you cling on to it, you hold on to it, you pray about it all the time. You remember it, and you pray about it again and again and again. So this is how you put them in your heart. You pray again and again. When you eat something, if the food stays in the stomach, it's no help. It's no use. It has to be digested and it has to go down. So after being blessed by the message and you realize something through the prayer and you are reminded of something by the Holy Spirit, so not just that, you have to keep on doing them again and again, and you have to pray about them so that it can become actually life. So whatever you have knowledge, you have to bring them down to your heart. So you have to check whether it is only in your memory or actually in your heart. So receiving grace, it may be present only in your memory. So you have to think about it carefully, whether it is only in your memory or in your heart too. So you realize that you are a forgetful person about the grace, and when you leave the sanctuary, you forget about the grace. So you can remember it, that you are that kind of person. So because you are that kind of person, what you have to do, you have to think about the grace you received again and again, and you have to pray about it again and again, and you have to try to actually practice them so that you can plant them deep in your heart, so that it can become your life. The third kind is of receiving grace is to put them in your heart.
This is actually to be able to change yourself. The Bible tells us to engrave the messages in our heart. In Deuteronomy 6:6, these words, which I am commanding you today, shall be on your heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 to 4 says, Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. So we have to put the word of God on the tablet of our heart. Then we will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. We had realizations, understandings. We have to put them in our heart, not just in memory. On the other side, there is a curse when we do not keep the word of God in our heart. Malachi 2:2 says, If you do not listen, and if you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed them already because you are not taking it to heart. Even if you have received blessings as of now, unless you cultivate it with actual life, curses might fall on us again unless we keep them in our heart. We have to keep them in our heart and practice it. Practice them. So the grace and love we received, we have to engrave them in our heart and let us check ourselves. You have received so much grace, so many realizations, understanding, so much blessing through the messages. If you don't have any realization, you know, like the roadside, if you are sitting here but you are judging the word, whether it is correct or wrong, you don't receive any grace. And it is a pitiful case, but most cases, you don't do that. You receive grace easily. You understand easily. You gain blessings. You get blessing. You get blessed easily. But so you have to think about whether you just put them in the knowledge and memory and you expect yourself to be changed because you know it. But actually, you are not really changing yourself. So to change yourself and to gain life, you really have to practice them and put them in heart. So about the method to put them in heart, I will explain in the next session. This is just message was just an introduction to this as to how to put the blessing you received in your heart. Of course, you have to remember so that later you can put them in your heart. But there are people who have been leaders and workers for 10 years, 20 years, and if you just remember the word of God, it is just a piece of knowledge. So please remember this. Keep this fact in mind. Let me conclude the message. In the first week of August, we had this such a wonderful summer retreat. You know, we saw this work of the original voice. If we just keep this one fact in our heart, we can have spiritual growth. Our faith will increase day by day. And casting away sins will not be so difficult. Why is it? God is really living. We realize, we understand it. God is really alive. In the case of Reverend Myungho Jung of Kenya, some of the guests came. One of the guests was a well-educated person. And seeing the rain on the first day of the summer retreat, he thought it was going to rain hard. But thankfully, this rain was heavy enough to be taken by the camera. And then right next day, after the field day events, and it was as thick as that rain. And this person, this guest, thought it was going to rain harder. And another leader of Kenya Mamin Church, and he said, through the prayer of senior pastor, the rain will stop. And this guest thought, you know, this rain is not the kind of rain that can stop. And when the senior pastor prayed, the rain stopped. And this guest said, It is a miracle. It is a miracle. And he kept on saying, miracle, 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 and not just one day. And throughout the summer retreat, he was saying, this is all miracles, and
Even though he didn't have that kind of faith, even though his faith was little, just by remembering this fact alone, he had to acknowledge that God is alive. And seeing this amazing heart of God, you know, understanding this heart of the Father through the prayer of the shepherd, thick clouds were separated. And, you know, he was thinking, what kind of person is this shepherd? Who is this shepherd that he prays we can stop this rain with the prayers? Just if we just think about it with our knowledge, if we are wise enough, we cannot just put them in our head. We cannot help but put them in our heart, change ourselves. Because the word preached by the shepherd is not the word of man, and it is the word of God preached through his lips. So we cannot help but obey it. But after some retreat is over, now it's 3 weeks passed, and what kind of changes are we having? Now, we witnessed such a miraculous work. And if you just put them in your memory, and that's it. We have to put them in the tablet of our heart. But we can just have it as a memory, some kind of dim memory. What will be of their future? Oh, they will remember, oh, the power of the shepherd is so great. We had such an emotional moment in the summer retreat. They can remember. Also, when we watch the video again, we will also rejoice together. I was there. There is no doubt about it, about this work of God, about this great work of God. It was such a wonderful time. I was so happy. You can just reminisce over that event. But if you just put it in your memory, it doesn't mean it is connected with your spiritual growth. If you do not cause any spiritual growth through that experience, what is the use of it? Because I experienced something like this, I have to change myself. I cannot befriend the world any longer. There is heaven and hell, and in heaven and hell, we are paid back according to our deeds and our faith, and I have to go to a better heavenly dwelling place. I cannot live like this any longer. I have to change. If you are not praying, you will pray. If you are not casting away evil, you will cast away evil. You will listen to the messages. If you didn't remember the messages, if you didn't keep the words in your mind, in your heart, you will listen to them again and you will keep them in your heart. So this is the kind of person who puts the word on the tablet of their heart. So let us check whether we are just remembering them in our memory. I hope none of you will just do that. So if we have been doing this, let us change ourselves. And to change ourselves, and to change ourselves, let us remember all the graces, all the grace you received, all the miraculous signs and wonders, and all the things, extraordinary things, all the messages. Let us remember. Also, let us also check how much we remember of all those things. Or some people, they just forget about everything. Now, some people say, senior pastor, he says he doesn't have memory power, but he remembers all the works of God, even that happened even 30, 40 years ago. Even though that person himself, that believer himself, he himself forgot. The senior pastor still remembers about the details about that person. And he remembers things because he puts them in his heart. But many times we forget. So let us repent whatever we have to repent. And let us check ourselves in detail and give thanks more. And just think about the grace that God has given to us just in this year, 2013. And if we remember just this grace, we can go into spirit. And if we just really kept all this grace in our heart, it would have to be changed. And even though you say you want to be changed, you really didn't keep the grace and word of God
in your heart, and let us change this kind of habit so that we will put all the grace of God, the Word of God, you know, on the tablet of our heart, so we will actually have life in us. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. You gave us an outpour of the grace of God. Just by coming to this church, we have so much grace. But let us think about whether we just remember it in our memory or we are actually keeping them in our heart to cause life in us. Let us be changed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We receive the prayer of the senior pastor for the sick on the video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for your heart's desires, lay your hands on your chest. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception in the name of Jesus Christ, I command. The enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.